Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
All right, a beautiful song indeed there. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends you and I are. This is happening throughout up to the hour 8. Tuesday Live, the name of the show. My name is Ray. Welcome to it. Sanbonani, Dumelang. And of course, thank you so much to Yon Else who's coming back tomorrow, taking you through. It is always a joy ride with Johan Els.
Sihamba ngokholo kunye nawe apha eRadio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
There you go. It is a Tuesday, man, and I would have loved to start with a beautiful song, man. You know, that fits a talk show. That would be, you know, Yolanda Adams, and I know that I haven't played Yolanda in this show in quite a long time, but there is a song that I think you will love, and this song is called Be Blessed, and I hope that it will bring some, if one can put some encouragement into you and many, many others. And you will enjoy its melody. You know, what I like is also its melody. Then we will introduce our guests. But I'd like us to start with it. Let's just do it a bit matured. Listen to that. Old school, yes. But it's still standing. Be blessed.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Yolanda Adams there, Be Blessed, a beautiful song, I should say. You know, in those days, yes, we used to play that. We used to play this. And, of course, just to give courage to those who have had a very, very difficult festive season. You know, we have experienced some things that you never thought you would experience. You know, people are in hospital, people are sick, people got injured, people got shot, you know. People fought, people were attacked, robbed. People had were deceased. You know, there's just quite a lot that people have gone through. And sometimes we just come on radio, just we play songs. And people listen to us and they ask themselves, in which bubble is this guy living? Because it doesn't seem like the things that are happening around us are happening around him. And let me tell you, they are happening. I've been in an accident on the 25th. I've seen my mother going to hospital. And she was suffocated by her own tongue. It just became big and big. She couldn't close her mouth and all that. Twice, you know, twice. Those attacks had come. I've seen relatives who got sick and stuff. And, yeah, I've seen quite a lot of things that one wouldn't want to see in the festive season. But let alone that, also you have seen things that you did not even share about, and you don't have a platform like this to share about such. So I just played that song, that Be Blessed, in the midst of all these things that you've been going through. and experiencing in your life. Be blessed. Let the blessings of the Holy One of Yasharal, his name is Yahusha HaMashiach, who exposes to us the true knowledge of our Father Yahuwah, our Elohim. And we are able today even to face up tomorrow. You know, some of us had faced some serious family issues and stuff, and major decisions had to be made, and which were not working in your favor. And we pray that the Father change the whole situation into a blessing. And may that continue to be, you know, your modem for this season, you know. Yeah, this season. It's a summer season. It's a summer season, I can tell you. And, of course, torrential rains are coming through here in Pretoria. I've seen rain. It rained three times today, you know, around Pretoria. And it seems like it's going to start all over again. It's okay. Let me welcome our guests. We have Professor Buyiso Ndezi. She is on the line, granting us her time. Now, this is one of the busiest women I have had contacts with in the past few months, and she always avails time for us. I really appreciate it. Professor, greetings to you. Welcome to the show.
Greetings to you, my brother. Thank you so much for welcoming me. I also greet everyone, our listeners and our panelists, in the powerful name of our Lord and Savior, Yahusha HaMashiach. It is a blessed day indeed, and we thank God for this day.
Hallelujah. And
amen.
We also have Ms. Delmain Bierkes in Cape Town. Greetings to you, ma'am, and welcome.
Yes, good evening to you, Pastor Ray, and to all our Radio Pulpit family. I greet the professor as well, and our other brother, in that beautiful name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you so much. I'm going to appeal to you again. We seem to be having that same problem with your phone. If you can just increase its volume.
Okay.
So that
it's kind of increasing.
Yeah, net big better word, man. Hey.
As a better now.
Yeah, the clang better now. Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, tada, hey, tada. Okay. And of course, also we have Mayach Baruch Yah. He's in Cape Town. Greetings to you, Mayach. Welcome.
Shalom, Mayach. Shalom to the main, and shalom to Professor Bui. Also to our beautiful listeners of Radio Pulpit, in the mighty name of Yahawashai HaMashiach, that is who I'm greeting you by, and I trust the show is going to be beautiful and interesting as always. Thank you, Mayach. Shalom.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And of course, tonight we are getting on a series of truth. I like handling this around winter, but... you know, the series of truth, we are going to be touching on that and our perspective with regards to this. And something I've written here is, what is truth today? We have seen many people coming with many perspectives. You know, everyone is coming with perspectives. I don't know how many Bibles have you read that have commentaries by people, these popular gospel preachers and stuff. I think there's a Bible that has a commentary by T.D. Jakes. It's called Woman Thou Outlosed, and I think many of our African sisters have bought that Bible. And they are reading that Bible. I will remember, but it has him as a commentary. Yeah, and many people had come up and come up with these designs of the Bible. And I wonder what that does to the truth, you know, what that brings to the notion of the truth. And I'm not casting aspersions that they are doing that. Of course, you know, as a journalist, I know they made a killing out of it. They made money. But I will leave it at that, because my focus is the truth. Now, we also have seen quite a lot of waves of teachings. Rodney Howard Brown, the guy from Pretoria here, once came up with what we call the Ministry of Laughter. I forget the name. It has a name that they used to bring it across. And I remember at some stage I was in Hatfield in this other church, big church, and people were starting to laugh and all that and stuff, you know. And they were saying the joy of the Lord is our strength. They didn't say that the joy of the Elohim. They said the Lord. And then they call it the Toronto Blessing. The Toronto Blessing, yeah. They say it starts somewhere in Canada, so it was a wave. And then there came those who are known as prosperity teachers, and they've come around, and they really had put across quite convincing scriptures, and many of us had followed the route, you know, in such a way that we thought it was correct, but within us, the Spirit of the Most High continued to pose questions with regards to that until we sat down and looked into that, I think. Close to more than 15 years ago, we sat down and looked into this. All right. Another one is the impacts on the weather, and this applies to our country. I've seen that quite a lot of times, and if not in the past 20 years, I don't know. But I've seen that. I've seen the aspect of using that verse, if my people that are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray, turn away from their wicked ways, then shall I hear from heaven, and shall I forgive their sins and heal their land. And they use this verse when they are facing drought. And when there's no drought, you know, they kick everything to the curb and everyone is enjoying their meal. But one of the things that is amazing is that there is this kind of invoking, and it even goes on national radio. I was on the national broadcaster, and I remember at some stage they were saying at 12 o'clock, everyone, you know, must pray, whether you're in a car, honk your hootah, you know, and then start, you know, and so that the Father must give us rain and stuff. And I remember floods came, and then I sat with this other man who said to me, look, the earth belongs to the Elohim, and you can't tell him when to give rain and when not to give rain. You can't ask him to give rain when you want it, after I'd seen so many times. If he wants to give rain, he will. If he does not want to give rain, he will. And he was saying this because people were saying, no, if we pray to him, we know. And I'm getting to that aspect that I heard in Atrichville as I was growing up. And they say, catch God, because they didn't say the Elohim. They said, catch God at his word. They call it scripture praying. And I've seen many people in this month where many people worship Janus. I've seen many people in this month going to the mountains, and they don't know, but going to the mountains, and there they do what we call scripture praying. And I have read of many incidences of what is happening there, the fasting and prayer. But let's leave it there. My focus is the truth. How far are we from the truth? How far have we strayed off from the truth that is approved by the Father, that which is trustworthy and genuine, that which conforms to the reality of the Christ? How far have we veered away from that? Or how deep are we in it? Or how strong are we holding on to it? Or how have we gone opposite it all these years? I've seen ministries starting named after people. I've seen ministries starting, ministers starting ministries and naming those ministries after themselves. What does it say to the truth? Before you know it, you have what we call the Ray Lehodi ministries. All over. You know, people are doing that. Denominationalism is so rife, you know, we look like a taxi industry. Oh, by the way, did you see what happened in Is it in Port St. John's, man? We must pray for the people there. People are gunning each other down there, you know. And the city has been closed. The town has been closed. Just pray for them. So we're touching base on that. What is truth? What does the word say with regards to truth? How precious is truth? What is truth? Psalm 119 verses 14 says, I have rejoiced in the way of your testimonies as much as in all riches. And I like that first phrase before the comma. And it speaks about the way of Yahuwah's testimonies. The way of Yahuwah's testimonies. The truth is also the way of the testimonies of Yahuwah. The testimonies of Yahuwah. And says, as in all riches, and many people have used this in their prosperity teachings, in saying it talks about wealth, but it talks about the riches of the truth. It talks about the riches of the truth also. And this is one of the things, you know, that describes the truth as the testimonies of Yahuwah. Not of any man, not of any theologian or any doctor, pastor, whatever, but it is the testimonies of Yahuwah himself, our Heavenly Father. Verse 72 of Psalm 119, I will stay there for a bit. The law of your mouth is better to me than thousands of coins of gold and silver. The law of the mouth of our Father is known as the truth. Ish. The law of the mouth. And the cry says, for man shall not live by every word alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Father, the mouth of the Creator. The law of your mouth, the law of the mouth of our Father is also known as truth. It's also spoken of as better than silver and gold, better than the riches of wealth and what and what and what and what. Verse 127 says, therefore, I love your commandments. Aha, it's also known. The truth is also regarded as commandments more than gold. Yes, more than fine gold. The commandments of our Father speaks also of that. Now, I wonder how deep have we gone with regards to defining the truth. And I will be going along it. I don't know if this will take us two episodes, but my notes are just too long when it comes to this. Anyway, questions after.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day. Family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
You can send us WhatsApps and talk to us directly there via WhatsApp. It's 082-657-2729. Remember, this is your show. It's not our show, Jay. You know, we have those guests who would really talk as if there are no other people who are calling into the show, and those callers who would talk so long as if there are no guests. Ish, son. Balance. All right, let me start with you, my achi. What is truth?
Shalom, my achi. And thank you for your question. Ari Kekopa, yo. You've read Psalm 119,
yeah,
which is the scripture from the beginning to the end. Mm. Right? So, Kekopa, can you kindly allow me to say the 22 letters of creation? Mm. Because we are here to speak of the truth.
Mm.
It is Alab, Bayit, Gamal, Galat, Hawa, Wawa, Zayan, Zayat, Tayat, Yawad, Kapa, Lamad, Mayam, Nawan, Samak, Ayan, Pawa, Zada, Kwawap, Brayash, Shanai, and Pawa. Now, Ahi, with regards to the question that you asked, we have to first remember what was spoken in the beginning and who spoke the word. Now, when you look, or as I've said, this language which may be strange, but it can be found in today's Bibles, at least in the book, in the King James Version Bible, which is from Aleph is the beginning, Tau is the end. So he is Atah, the beginning and the end, and everything, whatever that has been formed or created, has been created based on these 22 letters. They are called the 22 letters of creation. Now, when you look at these 22 letters of creation, and we want to itse gore nnete ke eng, and then nnete in those letters, it's called amat. So it takes the first letter, and it takes the last letter, and it has the middle letter that joins them, or that, you know, gives it life, because these words are life. So that basically is what truth is, his word, his dabar, because it is him. He is the truth, he is his word. And it is about righteousness as well. It encompasses that when you read Psalm 119, like we can say, this show we can do it Psalm 119, and, you know, right, complete. So you have word like Tzad, which I'm going to read right now, which is from 137, which says, Tzad, righteous are you, O Yahweh, and your right rulings are straight. You have commanded your witnesses in righteousness and truth exceedingly. Your order has consumed me, for my adversaries have forsaken your word. Your word is tried exceedingly, and your servant have loved it. So we can be able to see the importance of that word, or the importance of his word from the beginning to the end. If his word gives or brings us to the Shabbat, his word gives or brings us to healing, his word encompasses protection and safety. You know, it's really, let's say, when we look at Kipupa Miriki Shebe from the children of Yasharal, the 12 sons, and we can pick up maybe two or three sons that you can speak about, because they are related to this word or this truth that you are speaking about. The firstborn, that was, his name was what we call Reuben, Rawaban. And Rawaban, the Ban is the sun, and the Rawa is the light. So we have the sun who comes and gives us light and revelation. So when you look at this letter and Uyuza, the Gamatria, or what we call, maybe people have played Scrabble, they can understand, or the periodic table, you know, letters have got, should I say, values, or, you know, just for people to be able to understand. It leads us to a number that is linked to this word called Amawat, which is known as the truth. So we can see that through the coming of the Messiah, as the children were announcing, the names of them are announcing the coming of the Messiah. And now this one tells us of the one who is of the light, who carries the truth, who carries knowledge and revelation, who is my firstborn, and that is my son. And when we look in the scriptures, the walk of Yahawashai or Yahusha, we see exactly that. He came, he lived, he spoke what is of the truth. That is the Messiah. That is what his duty was. That, because the word lived in him, and he comes to, he's the word as well, because he is the same with the Father. You look at also child number 8, whose name is Ashar. And when we look at the word Ashar, we find it has the same numeric value as Reuben, and it is to be high, or it speaks of purity, the fire. So this truth is the fire. When we have this truth, we have this fire. So you can be able to notice for it. Now when we have this fire, it means we have been circumcised at heart, because we follow his word. We become into a place that is of rest, because we are led to the Shabbat, where there is this form of protection, where his word is, this righteous word that is in his house lives and stays. This is the Torah. When we look at the Torah is the door that leads us to a place of protection, where we find that it is, the Torah is the Shabbat itself. And the Shabbat, letter number 7, it is about his word. That is what it is. And this is what we are talking about, the word that is of the truth. So in us understanding letter mom number 97, Musa 119, it says, how I have loved your Torah. It is my study all day long. Your commands make me wiser than my enemies. So this word, it has been sent, or this truth basically, because it's the beginning and the end. It needs a mother. The mom is also the letter for mother. Or we say mother because mother gives life. So a mother, hawana alimotelong, connect us through So now this is what this word is to say, exactly like what the mother does. The truth does exactly the same, hence it's called the Amawat in the language of creation. Because now it gives birth to something that is new, it gives birth to what is of the light, what is of the fire, it is a sword. You know, whereby we can be able to quench every fiery dart of the enemy. This word, it is what is the lamp to our feet and the light to our path. So in walking or in going according to this truth, it means we remain standing. We are not defeated, but we are at a place of rest. So also we have the Rawah, which is this light that I spoke about when I mentioned Reuben. So this light, you can see, because we call Rawah the Holy Spirit, that we are brought through this word into the place of protection. So we are pulled, the light, we are pulled into the light by using the truth, by going according to the truth, not diversions, Sabatu Baba, but knowing his word. Because he said, Deuteronomy chapter number 4, I think number 2, it says, we should not add or remove. But we stay straight in his word, and we learn to be able to understand the word that the visioner spoke, instead of coming with our own kind of versions, and we end up losing or missing or not understanding what this word is. Because when you read Lamad, Psalm 119, number 89, it says, forever, O Yahweh, your word stands firm in the heavens. Your trustworthiness is to all generations. You established the earth, and it stands. It is through what? It is through this word that was spoken by the one who is the beginning and the end. And he says, truth is also part of the beginning and the end. So he is himself the truth, basically. Halala.
Halala. If you just joined us, we are talking about the truth and what is truth. That is what we are looking into. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Send us your WhatsApps. It's 082657-2729, and tell us, what do you think truth is all about? What is the truth? All right, and
Let me bring this to you, Professor. When we look into the truth, let me just go to Psalm 139, verse 17. The truth is also known as the precious thoughts of our Heavenly Father, Yahuwah Elohim. It says, "How precious are your thoughts toward me, O Elohim? How great is the sum of them?" The truth is the word, this which is referred to as great treasure in Psalm 119, verses 162. It says, "I rejoice at your word as one who finds great treasure." The great treasure of the word of the Most High is known as the truth. And then I said in 127 of 119, it is the commandments, the precious commandments, that are more precious than gold. It speaks of the truth as such. What comes to mind, Professor?
Thanks again, my brother, for this beautiful question and the discussion that we have today. I'll greet everyone again who joined us later. You've said a mouthful, particularly with the scriptures and the verses that you have quoted. But let me start talking about a basic definition, which are many actually, but I'll look into it from what we normally understand as truth before we go to the truth as our Lord and Savior, Yahushua HaMashiach. So I look at it as a body of knowledge that is independent of the circumstances. When you have truth in you and when you speak truth, you do not need any supporting evidence because truth is able to stand on its own without looking for support from anything else. So looking at it as this understanding and the body of knowledge that is independent of the surroundings, independent of the circumstances, it is able to exist on its own without anything else or anybody supporting it. So which is why when we look at it, we need to know that we don't need anything to support. We don't need evidence. We don't need any proof that will show that you are speaking the truth, because the truth on its own is able to stand for itself. So it is therefore characterized by long-standing historical avenues, and also it will still be even in the future. Hence, I said it is independent of anything else. So when I think about it, I realize that it is not dependent on time. So the truth, when it is spoken, it will remain the truth as you speak it. It will still be the truth tomorrow. It will still be the truth even some years to come, even if people will not be able to understand or receive it now. But because it does not need any evidence or any support, it will remain as the truth, irrespective of whether it was supported at the time it was released. So while we will look into this basic definition of what the truth is, and we start now moving into the characteristics of the truth from the biblical perspective or from what God wants us to know about the truth, we must know that the truth is the characteristic of God. It is the very nature of God. When we take the basic definition that I spoke about, that the truth is able to stand without any support from anything or from anybody, and we look into God, or we look into truth as a characteristic of God, then we are realizing that truth is God. Truth is our King. Truth is the Messiah. It derives its authenticity from the character of God himself. So let me go back to the scriptures that you quoted. You look into Psalm 119. So I'll go back there and start quoting the verses that you spoke about. You started by looking at verse 14. And verse 14 speaks of the truth in this way. It says, "I rejoice in following your statutes." So the truth are the statutes of God. So when God tells us and gives us his statutes, we must know that those statutes are coming from him who is long-standing, who does not need anybody to support him. And it means now all the statutes that he will speak are truth and are truthful. So when we speak of God's statutes, we speak of the truth. You also mentioned that God's ways are truth, and they are true because they are coming from him who is true and truth himself. and the testimonies of the Lord, according to verse 72 that you spoke about, are also regarded as the truth that we must all know. And we know that if we take the testimonies of the Lord, the scripture and everything that he speaks from the Bible, from the word, we must know that they are true because they are coming from him who is the truth. The law that comes from him, the law that is more precious to us than the pieces of gold and silver, must be understood as the truth from the Lord, because that law is able to stand without any support. And it does not need you to validate it, because truth is able to validate itself. So again, you spoke of the truth as the commandments of the Lord. When God commands, whether we like it or not, whether we think it's going to align with what we like and what we don't like, just because it is spoken by God, it makes it the truth. And we have to abide and align with the word of God. Going to verse 160 of the same scripture, Psalm 119, it speaks of the truth as the sum of God's word. So let me look at it so that you can read it, so that you can base some of these talks in the word of God. Verse 160 of Psalm 119 says, all your words are true, all your righteous laws are eternal. So this is the sum total of God's word. And whatever he speaks, we must know that it is the truth that we must all embrace. In Psalm 86, verse 11, he also says, teach me your way, O Lord. I will walk in your truth. So it means now we are seeing the working together of God's way together with the truth. So if I would know God's way will lead me into truth. At the end of the day, God's way and the truth are one. You can't be in God's way without you being in the truth. So it means if I could find the way of God, I have found the truth, because it is the truth that comes from God that has been given to me by and in his way. And it says, when this verse goes to the finish, it says, unite my heart to fear your name. It means everybody who is walking in God's truth, the one who have found the way of God, which led him into God's truth, is united with God. So it means there is no difference between the one who walks with God and God himself, because that which comes from God, you have been united with him and you know what is in the heart of God. Then I walk in the truth because I am united with him. So if I know him and I am united through my heart to his name, I am one with him. I will therefore live a life that will be satisfying God and God's ways. And at the end of the day, I have become a vessel of truth. I will speak truth in season and out of season. Taking the last scripture that you quoted Psalm 139, verse 17 and 18, which says, how precious to me are your thoughts, God, how vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the giants of sand. When I awake, I am still with you. How precious to me are your thoughts. So God's thoughts are words, are thoughts that are truth to us. And when you bring all of them together and you begin to live by God's thoughts, you begin to live by his words, you know that you have lived by God's ordinances. So at the end of the day, the truth is God himself. The truth is how we should live by, is how we should embrace our life of Christianity or our life of belief, that we may resemble and radiate the truth that we have embraced as God himself through his son, Yahushua HaMashiach. So we must know that everybody who calls himself the child of God is the one who has found the way, and he who has found the way is channeled into the truth, and the truth is the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, Yahushua HaMashiach, and we are taken into his name, and that name is the truth, and that truth will set us free if we continue to embrace the word and the truth who is Christ. Just to go back to where I started, when I said the truth does not need to be validated, it does not need to be proven to be true and to be the truth, because it will always find a way of proving itself authentic and reliable. So we as
the believers and the children of God, when we speak truth, when we live the truth, we must not seek validation from others. As long as we know we are in Him and we are living by His, number one, commandments, we are living by His laws, we are living by His testimonies, we are living by His word, which is light, we don't need any validation, because the word sanctifies us and the word validates us as the heirs of the kingdom of God, and we are in Him if we are in His truth.
I hear you quite clearly. Thank you so much, Professor, for that. If you just tuned in, we are talking, and the question theme is, what is the truth? We as believers, what should we know the truth as? You know, are we still on the way of the truth? Or have we gone a little bit out of the truth? Or even vastly so out of the truth? I need to hear from you. Send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729.
Phulaphula iRadio Pulpit ukhanyiseleke kweli lizwe elimnyama. Zivulele ngokwakho i-app yethu okanye umamele kuradiopulpit.co.za. Siyafumaneka ku-DSTV Audio Channel 882. Ukanti sikhona naku-OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
But there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
All right, let me bring this to you, Delmaine. And I'm looking at Proverbs chapter 3, verses 15. It talks about the truth and its value, and the truth and its value. It says, she's more precious, that's wisdom, she's more precious than rubies, and all the things you may desire cannot compare with her. And it says in Proverbs 23:23, buy the truth and do not sell it, also wisdom and instruction and understanding. So we know that the truth is also wisdom, instruction and understanding that is from the Father. That which cannot be compared by anything or to anything, more precious than rubies, more precious than anything we can ever desire. It's amazing. What comes to mind, Delmaine?
Pastor Ray, can you hear me now?
Yes, if you can go a bit higher, I will extend the volume also to the side. Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, and now?
Yeah, I can hear you, ma'am.
Okay. Yes, Pastor Ray, that scripture that you just quoted in Proverbs, wisdom and even all the other things you mentioned, they are derived from, to me, being in a relationship with God. I think I've noted something down that says, to me, truth is to get to know the living God before His ways and before His hand, even wanting to get to know the Word of God. If it's not being done out of a standpoint of relationship, then it's just words, then it really doesn't mean anything. I think I've read that the Bible says in 1 John 5, verse 2, the B part says, it is by loving God and obeying His commands. And verse 3 says, for our love for God means that we obey His commands. That is true to me. That I think Genesis 2, let me just get it correctly. I think Genesis speaks about God creating us for relationship. And I think the way that we got all this wrong and why we can be as a people so deceived into having all these relations that you just mentioned in the beginning of the show. A lot of these things, I don't even want to mention them. It's because we are seeking to get to know His ways. We want to get to experience God's favor. We want to do the miracles. People go to great expense for exactly that, wanting to walk in signs and wonders. So they do all these funny things. And all of this is just as a result of men, not people, not wanting to put that effort. And effort is actually a small word to say when relating to seeking for relationship with God, because being in relationship with God is or seeking for it is it's not easy, because as we get to know Him more, as He opens us up to more of Him, it tears away on us, on the things that we perceive as truth, and many a times it's not, and many a times when we in relationship with God, and these things start to, I think it's just in being in relationship with God Himself, because no sin is too small in the presence of the holiness of God. So these things that actually sin in our lives, then they get to be purged out of our lives, and we and human beings, we don't like to go through pain, we don't like to go through persecution. So once again, I'm going to make this all very personal to me, that in light of the many things that fight for the position of God in our lives, which is truth, because He said that He is the truth, the way, and the life. So, and in some instances, we unknowingly give them or it that place in our lives. It is quite simple, but to many people, quite difficult because of the error that we walk in perceiving lies as the truth, being that I need to go. Let's say, for instance, Pastor Ray, the book of 1 Corinthians 3 verse 19 says that, for what this world considers to be wisdom is nonsense in the sight of God. That's what my Bible says, another translation. As the scripture says, God dressed wise in their cleverness. Now, what I've come to learn in these days, what I've come to see and experience with my own eyes, is that the people God is raising up and using in these days are not necessarily very people that would be from the outside looking in, looking like the next prophet or the next evangelist or, you know, the person that God will be using. Yet, when that person speaks, when they open their mouth, it's almost like you're speaking to the God of heaven Himself. But now, we as the body of Christ have come to a place where we are, even the Word of God, there's all these different pronunciations, there's all these religious ways of doing things and saying it and all of those things, and it's kind of making it a little bit difficult, and so much relating to what the Word says about for what this world considers to be wisdom is utter nonsense. Excuse me for the word that I'm using, but to me that is more of truth than anything else. I think it's in Romans 8 verse 28 says that we know that in all things God works for good with those who love Him. So we need to love Him first before all of these other things. And if all of this is derived in, I think if it's derived from a place of relationship, then it's obviously then there would be, that goes without saying, there would be the discerning, spirit of discernment between the truth and a lie, not being able for the world or the things of this world to deceive us, lead us into error, and all that kinds of things. So yeah, Pastor Ray, to me, that's truth is to really, I think even in this season that we are in, I've come to learn from experience personally, the way that God has been working in and through my life, that the God of the heavens, who made heaven and earth, he has a desire for men, for us, his creation, to get to know him before his ways, because that is what's going to distinguish this time, this end time Christian and child of God, that relationship factor. I don't think anything else is going to do it.
I hear you quite well. We are talking about the truth. What is the truth, and what is the truth even all about these days? Give us a shout. Tell us as to whether truth is still being preferred in the churches. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Is truth still preferred amongst those who say they are preachers, ministers, prophets, and all that? We saw a wave of prophets that could come across, so much confusion. Now the wave of bishops.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729, and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.